You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are visiting with Mamie Camphor-Stewart, the founder of Meteor, a company that builds organizational culture in which people thrive. She holds degrees from New York University's Stern School of Business and Kansas City Art Institute, and is co-author of the new book, Momentum, Creating Effective, Engaging, and Enjoyable Meetings. Mamie, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
A pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So for starters, some of the most common problems with meetings, as we're focusing on meetings today, obviously, per your expertise, is that they take time away from the real work, the conversation wanders off topic, and the wrong people attend. What are some simple steps for avoiding these issues?
Well, I think the beginning part is a mindset shift, that meetings are not a distraction from real work. Meetings are a way to get work done. They're one of the forms of collaboration that we have. The problem is that too many meetings, as you said, go off track, have the wrong people there, so they don't feel like they're doing the right work. So starting a meeting, even before you actually walk in the door, thinking that the first step of the meeting is to figure out exactly what you want to accomplish in the meeting. Not what you want to do, but what you want to accomplish. We call this the desired outcome, and there's a whole chapter in our book about desired outcome. And the key is to know what is the result of the meeting, that outcome. We call it an outcome, not a purpose, because we want to think about the outcome. What will be different? And if you know what that outcome is, you then can design the meeting, what those activities are, to achieve that outcome, and make sure the right people are in the room who will help you achieve the outcome, which eliminates two of those big problems. One, having the wrong people sitting there and wondering, why am I here? This is a waste of my time. I have so many other things I should be doing, because you know the people who are invited are the people who are going to help you achieve that outcome, and they should know that too. When they see that invite and they say, oh, this is what we're going to get done in this meeting, I'm glad I'm coming to this meeting because I have something to say about that topic. And that if you know what it is that you want to get done, you can keep your conversation focused to achieve that outcome. And at any point along the way, when things start to wander off topic, you can empower the group to say, hey, is this conversation helping us to get that outcome that we said we want to accomplish today? And if not, let's table this conversation for another time and get back to the topic at hand, because at the end of this meeting, we know exactly what we want to accomplish. And if this conversation isn't helping us get there, then this is the wrong conversation to be having at this moment.
Also, Mamie, many ideas are tossed out during meetings. How do you define and articulate which should actually be acted on and when a decision was actually made?
Well, brainstorming and decision-making are two different activities, and it should be clear on your agenda that these are different stages of maybe one conversation. So you can either break them apart and have an idea meeting where we're going to discuss and frame and think through and ideate, and then a different meeting where you're actually going to make the decision, or separate on your agenda so that you know that there is this first part is going to be through thinking and the second part is going to be on decision making. But even when you've articulated those two different activities, sometimes it's still confusing to know when a decision is made or when a next step is truly a next step and not just a suggested idea. And this happens a lot when we talk about the we should do this or let's get on that. Kind of who is this grand we or the let's that's going to get this thing done? So it's helpful at the end of the meeting or even during the meeting if you feel like a decision might be kind of coming into fruition or kind of being crystallized to ask the group, I want to capture this in the notes. Can somebody state the decision for me how we should have it on record? And when you pose that question to the group, it's really interesting because you'll find either there's consensus and yep, this is the decision and it's clear and everybody's buying in, and now you have it for the record so that there's no question later on. Or you'll find that actually people had really different ideas of what was just decided. And I've definitely sat through meetings where someone will say, okay, it sounds like we're all in agreement, and then 5 minutes later we realize that we're not in agreement at all. So using the group to kind of articulate, these are the decisions for the record, these are the next steps for the record, and who's going to get them done, and then after the meeting, sending that out by email so that if there's still any confusion, people see it in writing. That's one way to kind of crystallize down and get really, really clear and get buy-in on these are the exact decisions and exact next steps that you want to keep moving forward with.
Great information there. Thanks for that. Now, learnings or takeaways or highlights should be an important part of any meeting. What are some tips for making sure they are clearly defined and shared?
Well, just like decisions and action items, there are often other bits of information or ideas or insights that are generated during that conversation. We call them learnings, but other teams call them highlights or takeaways. It doesn't really matter what you call them. The idea is that you want to make sure that those are in your notes as well, because it's frustrating if the only way to kind of know what's going on is to be in a meeting. And we hear this from a lot of our customers, that if they don't attend a meeting, they don't have a way to give input, and they don't have any way of knowing what came out of the conversation. So when you're taking your notes, which doesn't have to be an administrative task, it actually can be a really important strategic task in a meeting, but when you're taking those notes and you capture out, yep, these are the decisions, these are the next steps, also include those takeaways or highlights or learnings. It's not always easy to spot them. Sometimes it's just critical information that everyone should know about. Other times it's ideas you want to hold on to for the future, or insights, or kind of aha moments. But again, posing the question to the group is one way to help people, kind of not help people, but really help the entire group kind of leverage each other's thinking to say, it's not just my job as a note taker to figure these things out. It's really our whole team's role to figure out what do people who weren't in this meeting need to know. And that's a great question to ask at the end. Okay, everybody, before we walk out, is there anything that people who weren't here need to know? And that's usually when things come up, like, oh, well, they should know about, you know, these numbers, or they should know about this idea because we're going to percolate on it, or they should know about something else. And the other question you can ask is there anything that we talked about today that we want to make sure is in the record to hold on to revisit for the future? Any ideas or insights that we want to make sure we could revisit again because they were really good thinking? And that, again, gets the group to surface those ideas for you. And it shouldn't have to just be the meeting leader or the note taker who's totally responsible for remembering and capturing everything that was said that's important. It's really the entire group's responsibility.
Today we are speaking with Mamie Canfor-Stewart, the founder of Meteor, a company that builds organizational culture in which people thrive, and is the co-author of the new book, Momentum, Creating Effective, Engaging, and Enjoyable Meetings, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mamie, you state that the technology created to help facilitate meetings often ends up making them less productive. How so, and how should technology be used to create better meetings?
Oh, technology. I love technology. But for meetings, it's not always the most helpful. I've sat through way too many meetings, and I hear this from many of our clients and customers, that the first 5 or 10 minutes is often spent trying to set up the technology. And so you waste all this time in your meeting just trying to get your video conferencing system to work and getting people called in and all that stuff. And I don't really have a good solution for any of that other than to say it's helpful to have a role that we call the technology keeper, where one person knows the whole system, they're going to be setting things up, and so you don't walk in the room and then it's like, okay, who's connecting their computer today, and which call number are we using? There's always one person who's designated, and it can rotate through, but that person should know before the meeting that they're going to be the one who should get in the room as soon as possible to get everything set up, so when everybody else walks in, you're good to go as fast as possible. The other aspect of technology that can be frustrating when it comes to meetings is the scheduling and the calendaring piece of it. And for us, this is where we find there to be kind of a big roadblock that gets in the way, which is most people think about sending a meeting invite as sending a calendar invite or an email inviting you to a meeting. And both of those are not really designed to help you set up a productive meeting. The calendar invite has some logistical information and a big description box, but it doesn't have an agenda template. It doesn't ask you, why are you having this meeting? What do you want to achieve? What are you going to do during the meeting? How should people prepare? Many of these kind of questions fit onto an agenda. And if you have an agenda template that you use all the time, you get accustomed to thinking through these things and including them in your meeting invite. But for the vast majority of people who are sending invites, you're just using the calendar tool or a typical email. And because of that, you're missing out on the chance to really structure your agenda properly, to tell people who are coming, this is why we're having this meeting, this is why I want you to be there. So, you know, my hope is that someday all of our calendaring systems will allow you to input all of that kind of information in a really structured way, and that the calendar system itself will really facilitate us to plan productive meetings, not just to calendar them.
And that does make a lot of sense. Lastly, what are some small, low-risk, but effective practices one can start trying in their next meeting?
So I mentioned before about a desired outcome. That's one of the most critical pieces to having a productive meeting, is knowing exactly what you want to get out of the meeting before you start. So this practice can be done by anyone. You do not need to be a meeting leader to ask about a desired outcome. So my suggestion would be, for the next meeting that you're invited to, if you don't know what the meeting is going to accomplish, ask. And it can sound a little bit scary to some people to think about, you know, emailing the meeting creator, whoever it is that's leading the meeting, and saying, hey, what is it that we're going to get done in this meeting? But it doesn't have to be so scary. You can offer up what you think might be what you might be doing in that meeting. Like, hey, I saw the meeting invite come through. It's my understanding that we're going to be finalizing the draft of blah, blah, blah. Is that what you were thinking for this meeting? And by doing that, you can, one, help the meeting leader clarify what it is that they actually want to get done. Two, check if you're on alignment, or if you're in alignment with what it is that the meeting leader wants. And three, if you're not, if you find out that, oh, actually, no, this meeting is going to be about making a decision on something else, now you've opened the door to have a conversation with them about, oh, okay, so I know I'm not really involved with that project. Can I understand why it is that you invited me to this meeting? Is there something in particular that you want me to bring into the room? So it opens the opportunity for a conversation about the purpose of that meeting and why you need to be there. Now, if you're the meeting leader, before you send your next calendar invite, think about what it is we want to accomplish in this meeting and include that in the description box or include it in the email. And try and start that sentence with a noun instead of a verb. Say, you think about it as, the outcome of this meeting is what, rather than the purpose of this meeting is. The purpose of the meeting is to discuss, but the outcome of the meeting is not to discuss. The outcome will be a decision, clarity, next steps, a plan, those kinds of things. So include that in your next invite, and trust me, everyone on your team will thank you.
Mamie, it's certainly been informational and most helpful on today's topic. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion?
Check out our book, Momentum. We talk about all of these kinds of practices and many more, including how to get buy-in for productive meetings and create a culture of productive meetings, and also all of the hidden costs of unproductive meetings. Because you may feel like they suck when you're sitting in them, but you don't realize the kind of unintended consequences that are really seeping into your culture and into your people, way beyond just that initial experience of being in a really sucky meeting.
Well, certainly before you go, we want to know where we can not only pick up the book Momentum, but also how listeners can get more information on your company and be in touch as well.
Great. So Meteor, our website is M-E-E-T, like a meeting. Meteor spelled with two E's. You can buy copies in bulk on our website, but it's also available in paperback and on Kindle on Amazon. And you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Meteor HQ, and you can find me at Mamie KS on all those platforms as well.
Well, good enough. Mamie, again, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best and continued success.
Thank you so much for having me.
And the pleasure has certainly been ours. We've been speaking with Mamie Canfor-Stewart, the founder of Meteor, a company that builds organizational culture in which people thrive, and is the co-author of the new book, Momentum, Creating Effective, Engaging, and Enjoyable Meetings. And for further details, visit meteor.com/momentum or simply meteor.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location, as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app. We promise coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.